across the city and South Cambridgeshire.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
Morrissey, we're playing Morrissey because he's one of the most famous vegetarians on the planet, and another famous vegetarian. Well, no, you're not, Liz, are you? No, we were just talking about that. I beg your pardon. Liz Kendon is with me from the restaurant 68 Market Street in Ely. Sorry, Liz, to put you on the spot
right,
like
it's
that.
No problem.
But this is a vegetarian restaurant.
Yes, it is. Yeah, Vegivore menu at 68. Thank you, Lee. 68 Market Street. Yeah.
And vegetarian and vegan.
Yes.
But you're not a vegetarian yourself.
No, I'm not, no.
So why, you own this restaurant, why did you start it?
Well, so I started it, the chap who invested in it is a vegetarian, and I eat mainly vegetarian food. So, but if I do eat meat, it's locally sourced, family herd, and from local street food traders. But yeah, vegetarianism and veganism is it's more about the sustainability aspects of eating in that manner. And we've got so much lovely local produce coming from the fields around us that being able to showcase those ingredients. Luckily, we've got a wonderful chef, Stuart, who just creates the most amazing plates of beautiful, beautiful food.
What kind of thing? So what would a typical menu be like?
So at the moment we've got a wonderful cashew cheese beetroot, which is very thinly sliced beetroots, and then with this wonderful vegan cheese in the middle. So that's...
Oh, now vegan cheese. Does that work? Because the vegan cheese I've had...
It's a bit hit and miss, I think, isn't it? But I think the cashew cheese that Stu's putting into the middle of the beetroot is, it's like a very creamy sort of... I guess like a ricotta-y type thing.
Ooh, well,
but I'm no
nice.
Chef.
No,
you'd have to talk
nice.
To Stu about
beet.
That.
Beetroot as well.
And then, we've had things on the menu like a beautiful tomato and courgette galette. That goes alongside other plates that we've had going on. We've got a really wonderful Hasselback courgette going on at the moment because courgettes are prime at the minute. So that's served alongside a really lovely, is it tabbouleh?
Tabbouleh? Let's go tabbouleh. Yeah, so okay. It's a kind of right grain, isn't it?
Rolls off the... Yeah, it's a grain. So that's on a quinoa tabbouleh. And then with a lovely tomato tagine as well. So all the beautiful flavours and colours going on there as well.
And this
sounds
very healthy as well.
Doesn't it? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, no. It's kind of the kind of food that you've eaten it, you feel full, you feel satisfied. You're getting everything you need, really.
And do you have... You have puddings, presumably.
We do. Yeah, we've got some stunning puddings going on at the moment. At the moment, the kitchen are playing with old-school boiled sweets. So we've had a pear drop brulee going on.
Ooh,
which
nice.
Is... Yes, it's very decadent indeed. A really lovely... chocolate brownie, which is made with courgette again, because there's a lot of them going around, and that gives it a really lovely sort of dense moist texture, and that's going alongside some beautiful cherries that the boys are steeping in vodka.
Oh,
so
gosh.
Again, yeah, a little bit of pushing the boat out,
salivating.
You'll have to come, Lee. It'd be nice to see you there.
And how far do you take it? Because what about wine? Because some people say that animal products are used in wine, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. So yeah, the fining process of a lot of alcohol. We have taken it that far. So we've got some beautiful organic viticulture wines with sort of low intervention focus on them. Our wine supplier is very good at finding wine producers that are looking at the older methods of making wine. So we've had some great comments about our wine list, actually, and certainly lots of beer brewers, etc. They're using much fewer animal products, or certainly focusing on the vegan side of productions, because you don't have to fine your products. Some things you do, I think, some types of beer, but I'm not too up on the beer brewing.
But I suppose
I totally like the wine. So.
Yeah, well, are those wines more expensive? Because sometimes
they're not really. It's about where you're sourcing them. And I think also, because they are a bit more perhaps labour intensive because they're not commercially produced. So we do have some wines that are coming in, you know, at £40 a bottle. But then we've also been able to get hold of some wines that we can put out at, you know, £19.20, which for a restaurant is a very reasonable price.
Well, that's what you get in most restaurants.
Absolutely.
Isn't it? Yeah. I suppose if you are opening a vegetarian restaurant, you do have to think about all those things. Otherwise,
absolutely.
In a way, what's the point?
Absolutely. Yeah, you have to pair your wine listing and drinks with what you're able to serve out.
And your chef?
Yes.
Who is he?
Stuart Tuck. Stuart Tuck is, yeah, he's a locally renowned award-winning. He would probably be making a face at me right now, bless him. But yeah, he's an amazing chap, really good. And with regards to the creativity, the plates that are coming out of the kitchen, people are astounded, I think, really, that a vegetarian restaurant can produce such beautiful pieces to be put in front of you.
Because some people's experience of vegetarian food is pasta and tomato sauce or something like that, isn't it?
The age-old mushroom risotto.
The mushroom risotto, yeah. But as you say, this is much more imaginative.
Yes, it is. So, yeah, we do have one rice dish on, but it's a beautiful cashew and broccoli biryani, and that's paired with a runner bean samosa, runner beans being absolutely in season at the moment. So, yeah, that's gone down really well. That's a favourite. People are reordering that every time they come in. So.
And what about meat substitutes? So things like corn or jackfruit seems to be in it at the moment. I've not tried that.
Yeah, so the ethos of the restaurant, the ethos of 68 Market Street is more really based on sort of sustainability and local produce. Jackfruit, I don't know of anybody that grows durian in this region. Jackfruit also is a canned good, tends to come in salted and canned, so we've steered away from using it. But it's a versatile product. I've worked with other caterers that have used it. It's very tasty. But yeah, we tend to focus on, you know, sourcing our goods within the local area or within the UK. Looking at also using seitan is quite a product that's used at the moment. It's quite a versatile. You can flavour that up. So it's a vital wheat gluten. It comes in sort of flour form, and the guys mix it up into a kind of batter, I guess, spice it up, flavour it differently. We've got quite a good seitan take on the doner kebab, which people are raving about when they eat it. So, yeah.
And it's doing really well by the sound of it.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Well, the restaurant or the seitan kebab?
Well, both.
Yeah, no, we've had some great responses. People have been really supportive, yeah.
And what's your background, Liz? How did you come to this?
I really like food. So, yeah, I gave up a sort of 9-to-5 job a few years ago, really, and went on to working with festival food traders and working on food vans and just following my passion. So, and this is a very happy accident, I guess.
Running a restaurant itself, quite a different challenge.
Yes, yes. I'm learning very fast. Very fast.
But it's a good time to do something like this. It seems to be growing, the popularity of vegetarian food.
Absolutely. I think people are moving towards, they're shifting their eating habits into making sure that they're sort of being conscientious consumers, really. So
if somebody's listening to this and thinking, you know, I quite like to go vegetarian, but I don't know where to start. I mean, I know you're not, but obviously you know quite a lot about it. What would you recommend?
I'm making a face at you. I would suggest, I mean, there are lots and lots of good resources out there. The Vegetarian Society on the internet is full of how-to points and tips. I think the main thing is to make sure that you're not losing out too much on your diet, basically. But there are lots of ways to supplement.
Proteins is what people miss. Yeah. I mean, it's easier now as well, isn't it? I've got a vegetarian cookbook from 1980.
Yes.
And it's for things, recipes for things like chili, it says soak the kidney beans for 7 hours and, you know, boil them for 10.
Yeah.
Whereas now you can just buy a can of kidney beans.
Absolutely, yeah. And I think also the retailers are getting on board with making sure that people who choose to eat vegetarian food or vegan food are much more provided for, which is great. So there's been lots of people that have paved the way for that. I think it's a matter of just sort of taking a step back and thinking about how to change little by little, isn't it? I think if you're going to make a change, doing it little by little rather than one big swoop tends to be the way forward.
And I suppose this is a good area in which to start a venture like this because you're surrounded by agricultural land.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Arable products, arable produce in the East Anglian region. Yeah, we're in the hotbed for it, really. So we grow a lot of veg. Having said that, we've got a lot of animal farmers too. So, yeah, we've got some great growing regions going on around here.
So what are your plans? I mean, do you want to take over the world? 68 Market Street is where it starts.
Maybe, yeah. I mean, for us, I think the idea was to showcase our local produce and our local producers, because we've got some fantastic creatives with regards to the food scene. So actually 68 Market Street's just put a post out about guest chefs, because we'd like to be able to open our kitchen and our building to people who would like to showcase their own menus as well. Not only because it gives our, you know, our premise a bit of something interesting, keeps people coming back, but it's about supporting, collaborating with people in the local area and getting their talents out there.
And you're a local girl yourself, you were telling me.
I am a local girl, yeah.
So if people want to find out more, obviously they can go along to 68 Market Street itself.
Yeah.
You've got a website
we
and
do.
You're on Twitter, you're saying?
Yeah. So 68marketstreet.co.uk and then 68_market is Twitter and Instagram, and 68 Market Street on Facebook.
Lovely. Well, I know... our very own Alex Elbrow from this station is coming to you
in
September.
I know, I'm excited about that. And I think Jude Clark, who's been on a couple of times as well. So,
and are you there? Because it's quite demanding, the catering trade, isn't it? Are you there every night? Or?
I try to be, yeah. There are some moments where I try not to be. But yeah, no, you'll generally find me buzzing about. But I've got a great team of guys working the floor, and the kitchen team are divine as well. So it's one of those places that you can feel you can walk away and leave them to it, because they just get on with it. And we keep up the same levels of service, hopefully, no matter who's in the premise.
And what's your favourite thing on the menu?
I've got to say it's the polenta... deep-fried gherkins with the Cajun remoulade at the moment. Gosh,
wow.
It's so good. So that's a vegan and gluten-free starter dish.
Polenta deep-fried
gherkins. And then also there's the boys have put on a pea and mint hash with a pea puree and then a mushy pea fritter. And that, for me... my goodness me, it blows me away every time. So
you're learning all about these new things all the time.
Absolutely.
That sounds amazing. Yeah. Oh, well, thanks ever so much for coming.
You're very welcome.
Liz, at 68 Market Street in Ely. What are your opening hours?
We're open Wednesdays and Thursdays, 5 till 9, and then Fridays and Saturdays, 12 till 9. We serve all the way through. Some people like a bit of a late lunch. And then Sundays we open 12 till 3, and that's a pre-bookable Sunday spread, which is, it's non-menued, but it is a feast. You get served to the table, you let us know about your intolerances or if you have any allergies or dietary requirements, and the chefs produce the most amazing sort of Sunday roast type spread for you.
Very, very good. You know, vegetarians miss out on that, I think.
And they shouldn't.
Christmas dinners as well, you know.
We were talking
about this, that everybody else is tucking into turkey and roast potatoes and Yorkshire puddings and get a risotto, which might be very nice, but I do like Yorkshire pudding.
Absolutely.
And roast potatoes.
Well, potatoes are main crop coming off the fields at the moment. The potatoes are just so sweet. So we've got Maris Pipers coming in and they're just lovely. And why would you miss out on beautiful things like that?
Yeah.
No, definitely come to us for Sunday lunch, Lee. You'll love it.
That sounds good. Thank you, Liz. 68 Market Street, Ely, as you say. I can find you on the web or on Twitter. Thank you.
You're welcome.